Hello?
Oh, hi, Maria. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Good. I was just following up regarding the account for the tree doctor. We're still having trouble processing the November 11th payment, and I didn't know if there was something going on with the card still or if you needed to use a different one.
No, right now. Since winter is coming, so we're not going to do much with that business until, like, later on. So probably he did change his credit card information.
Okay. So the problem now is that in the terms and conditions that you acknowledge with your e-signature, you agree to an automatic renewal each month on the 11th. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior. So there's a $149 past due balance on the account, and I can't even do a seasonal hold or cancel or anything with a past due balance. Good news is you're only past due for that payment because come November 11th, it will reoccur to $298. And I don't want that to happen to you, especially if you're kind of off season right now. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I mean, once you stop paying, isn't that because you're not in any contract or anything like that?
It doesn't automatically cancel. It continues to reoccur, and it will eventually affect your credit. So I don't want that to happen to you. One question, though, Maria, is there is a phone verification available through Google. If I have them text you a little 6-digit code right now, can you read it back to me? It will go to the number ending in 0755, or does your husband have that number?
No, that's my son, but I never had this issue before. So with other accounts that we have, that's going to happen the same thing. Let's say if we don't pay the $49, we're going to get another, credit issue.
It always happened like that, Maria. I know I've talked to you before with the other accounts, and we've always gotten them paid before the next one was due, which is why you never had that issue and you had reoccurring charges. But I know I've spoken with you before, you know, because sometimes life happens and you need a little bit more time. One thing that you can do since you're going off season is you could do the website hosting for $49. And then once that's paid, I can put you on a seasonal hold for a couple months where they would stop the billing for maybe December, January, February. I don't know when your season starts, but when it does start, they would just, you know, reinstate it for you. So I'm, you know, naturally not supposed to reduce a past due balance from $149 to only $49. But if you think that that would work, I would definitely get it authorized for you.
Okay, right now I'm not in the office. I'm going to think what I'm going to do because, I mean, if that's going to affect my credit for the other companies, that's going to be a mess. Because you never know when it's going to be a problem and things like that.
But yes.
I'll call back again once I am back.
Okay, and when you get to the office, we'll try to do the phone verification too, because if we do that phone verification and get the Google listing verified, even though you're on a seasonal hold, at least you'll have a verified Google listing in the meantime. You know, it won't be on the first page because that's the service you pay us for, but it would be better for you to get that verified now because if you wait till after the season, it's going to be like starting all over again, and I don't want that to happen to you. You know what I mean? Unless you think I can have them text your son that number right now.
No, he's at school right now, so he won't be able to answer anything.
No problem. Okay, we'll talk in a little bit then, and then you have my direct line, right? Extension 777, or do you?
Yes, I do.
You do. Okay.
No, I don't need. That's fine.
You got it. Okay, I'll talk to you later when you get back to the office, and in the meantime, have a great rest of your day. Okay.
Yeah, but and also I have a problem with my website with the Provo solution. My cell phone number is listed there, and I have people calling me directly to my cell phone.
Let me check real quick. Go back to the other account one moment, please. Okay, I found it. My Pro Solutions. And then...
Sí. Sí. Yeah. Tú tienes, yo no tengo. Estaba así. Yeah.
It looks like we have a number on the MyPro Solutions of 203-743-7168. And then
that's
when
the office number.
That's the office number. Is that the number you want them to call?
Yes, but somewhere it's showing the 501-2306.
Let me check.
Because when I asked the person the last time he called me, I'm like, how did you get my number? He's like, it's on the website.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to check the Google listing, too, and see. Oh, that's where it is. On your Google listing, it's your cell phone number. So I don't know if we still have access to your Google listing, only because we're just doing the website hosting on that. But I'll send that revision over. If we still have access to it, they could change it. If not, you'll have to try to log into it yourself or maybe find out who does have access to it to change it. Okay?
It's showing in my Google listing, you said?
Yep, on your Google listing. If you look up My Pro Solutions in Danbury, Connecticut, you'll see your Google listing, and it has your actual cell phone on there. When you click on the website that's attached to the Google listing, then it has the office line, which is the one that you want to promote. But on the actual Google listing, it has your cell phone. So like I said, I don't...
Also, showing on the website, I just see it right now. I saw it, yeah, it is in the Google thing. I'll find out how did I get there. But also on the description of the service, at the place, what I do and everything, it's the phone number, the cell phone number.
Oh, I see it there, too, under our services. I see it. Okay. I can absolutely have it fixed there. That's no problem. So I'll send the revision out, and then if we have access to the Google listing, we'll take care of that, too, okay? I just don't know if we do because we've been doing hosting for you for so many months. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So we'll get that revised. And let me see. I'm not supposed to do this since you don't have the optimization through Google with us anymore, but I want to see if I can send you a review generator email only because you have that 1 3-star rating on there, and I don't want that to affect you. So I'll
I'll change it. I'll update it on the other side on the Google because I have access to that.
Okay. No, what I was saying is I'm going to send you a review generator email that will help you get some 5-star ratings, and then hopefully it will push that 3-star rating down so it doesn't become relevant anymore. So I don't know why there's a 3-star rating, but there is, and if you use the tool that I'm sending you, it'll help you get a higher rating, and, you know, that'll affect your conversion in a positive way.
Okay.
Makes sense? Okay, good. All right,
yeah.
So we have a good game plan, so I will be talking to you soon, and have a great rest of your day, okay?
Great. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, bye-bye.
Yeah.